Let's have a look now at capital allowances. And I'm sad to say that there's some bad news for businesses investing in plant and machinery. The writing down allowances are to be reduced. They're to be reduced from 20% to 18% on the main rate pool, that's the classic plant and machinery pool, and from 10% to 8% in the special rate pool. Now, that's a little way off. That's due to happen in April 2012. So I guess it means that if people are going to invest in business, in capital items, they better do it sooner rather than later. And that's especially poignant because the AIA, which, if you remember, has doubled in 2010 from £50,000 per annum to £100,000 per annum, is actually going to significantly reduce from £100,000 to £25,000, again from April 2012. And that's a whopping reduction of £75,000. Now, I guess that is going to have an impact on a lot of companies, although I suspect that some, at least some AAT businesses, aren't going to be dramatically affected by that, but others clearly will. It's also worth mentioning, in terms of allowances, that the 100% first-year allowance on zero-emission good vehicles from April 2010 will be kept. There are some restrictions. This 100% allowance is not available in agriculture or fisheries, and oddly, not for waste management vehicles either. So generally speaking, the capital allowance news is not good for businesses, and I think most businesses are going to be affected by that.